Chapter 138, Greeting the Non-Muslims and Prohibition of Taking an Initiative. 866. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Do not greet the Jews and the Christians before they greet you, and when you meet any one of them on the road, force him to go to the narrowest part of it. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith prohibits Muslims from greeting non-Muslims first. It also tells us that when the road is crowded, we should use the middle of the road and let the non-Muslims use its sides. This hadith shows the dignity of Muslims and the disgrace and humiliation of the non-Muslims. 867. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said,
When the people of the book greet you, for instance, by saying,
Assalamu alaikum, meaning death be upon you, you should respond with Wa alaikum, the same on you, i.e., and death will be upon you, for no one will escape death. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 868. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by a mixed company of people, which included Muslims, polytheists, and Jews, and he gave them the greeting, i.e. saying, Assalamu alaikum, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. If there is a mixed assembly of Muslims and non-Muslims, one should utter greeting to it, but consider Muslims as one's addressees.